Chapter 11. Board Meeting. Thrasher sat at the head of the conference room's long polished table, while Sid Ornstein droned through his treasurer's report. Board meeting, Thrasher said to himself. It ought to be spelled B-O-R-E-D. The corporation had rented the conference room from the Marriott Residence Inn in downtown Houston. It was cheaper to rent the hotel facility than maintaining a conference room in the corporate office suite that was only used 4 times a year. Ornstein made no mention of the recent run-up on the corporation's stock. Whoever had bought the shares was apparently content for the moment. The stock's price had settled back to where it had been before the run. Who would do that, Thrasher wondered. Why? It didn't make sense. Looking down the long table at the assembled directors, he noted that every one of them was here for this meeting. That's unusual. Last meeting, half of them didn't bother to show up. Is one of them behind the stock run? We'll find out when we get to new business, I suppose. White hair and bald pates, Q-tips and bowling balls. Which one of you is trying to muscle me out of control? Thrasher turned slightly to glance at Linda, seated against the side wall, recording the proceedings. She looks tense, he thought. Probably she senses that something's in the wind. The meeting dragged on. No problems, no arguments, no gas bags giving long-winded speeches to satisfy their egos. At last he was able to say, "Okay, the last item on the agenda is new business." He made himself smile as he looked down the table again. "Anybody?" Nels Bartlett cleared his throat. "I'm not sure this falls under the heading of new business," he began in his reedy nasal voice, "but I think you should tell the board about your plans for a Mars mission. After all, you'll probably want to sink a good deal.